Hello, welcome back to the Plat Chat special episodes with Custer and no Matt and no Brent, which is, I think, the better part of it. We're going to be talking about the NYXL. We've already got two teams up on the board. Where is New York going to end? You'll have to watch the video to find out. So New York made a couple of changes over the course of the offseason. They got rid of some of the, I want to say, like, kind of dead weight, but also upcoming like specialists. I don't want to say upcoming, actually. Pine wasn't upcoming. He up and came.
He came and went.
Yeah, he came and went. So Pine and Flower, they get rid of. They also allow Mecco to leave, and they bring in Hopper, and then they also bring in Who Are You and Bianca. Let's take a look at their roster as well. This is interesting. They also promote IMT to head coach. This says to me that they're going in a much more aggressive direction.
I actually love this roster.
I really like this roster.
I love this roster. I don't even care if Flower left. Like, he didn't perform up to par.
No.
With, this is a top team, right? And Flower wasn't a top tier player.
Yeah.
He didn't fulfill his potential. Mecco, you know, you could have arguments. But I really like Hotba as a replacement. Pine was just like dead weight. Now he's a streamer. He's still on the team, yeah. So he'll be in New York, whatever. I love this roster. I think Hotba is an incredible replacement for Mecco. And I actually think people are underrating Hotba quite a bit. And I think this is a better team than it was last year.
I agree.
So I also underrate Hotba as far as in terms of, you know, how you rate him. Because I think there is a real risk of ruining something good here with the NYXL. I think that...
That's true.
The system that they had up was like a very... They played one specific style, and they played it excellently. They would kind of choke other teams to death. They would set up their positioning incredibly. They would play reactive. They always knew what they were going to do.
So brutal.
Yeah. But I mean that in the sense that they weren't fast and aggressive, and they were like counterpunching, and particularly when they played in the first season, it was all about getting the best space possible and then allowing people to have like percentage plays. I think Mecco was such an important part of that because he would play very defensively around Jonak and would play defensively around Mano and keep both of those parts of the team alive. And if you have then people like going aggressive with Hopper, I worry that they're just going to expose vulnerabilities in stuff like their incredible backline.
Yeah.
I think the reason I really like the Hopper pickup is you say that that's the style that they've played, and it's been 2 years. They have an incredibly good roster and they've had great seasons. But at the end of the day, when push came to shove, people worked them out.
Yeah.
And people came to solution, and they didn't have any adaptability on their roster. As you said, you know, they are a very defensive team. I wasn't a huge fan of Mecco. I think he was very one-dimensional, and I think it was very obvious in GOATS. He just wasn't willing to play aggressive, and he wasn't willing to change his style up so that would benefit the team on the way that the D.Va style did. I like Hopper because, you know, as you say, he's very aggressive, very flexible player. But the thing I love about it the most is they didn't just gamble on Hopper. They picked up Bianca as well.
Yeah.
And they have someone who's behind him where it's like, if Hopper tries to come in and do this stuff and they're like, it just doesn't work on our roster, they have someone to back him up.
Yeah.
And they have someone to sort of come through and like fill that gap.
What do you think about the Who Are You pickup? Because there are always added risks with picking up Who Are You. He has been moved from like 3-4 different teams in his time.
Yeah.
And I mean like moved. Like he was part of the Fusion University and they opted to trade him with NACT in the middle of a season, presumably.
And
for
he
the same
carried
reasons.
Them to a win as well. Like Who Are You?
Oh, right.
The first season that Fusion Uni won. He like, I don't even know if you watched that grand final. It was the Who Are You show. He literally hard carried that series.
And I mean, you know, all the way going back to his first season of Apex, where he just absolutely demolished in that season and then was benched the season afterwards. It's clear the guy has a lot of skill, but I don't know whether he's grown up enough.
Well, the crucial part is I think that New York Excelsior already have 4 DPS players. So they're not relying on Who Are You that much.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we can look at Libero and we're like, okay, he's this consistent average. He's not average. I mean, I think you had a take last season that he wasn't like a top 5 DPS player or something like that.
Yeah.
So like he does his job.
He does his job well. Yeah.
He's all around good. And I think Who Are You? He has the potential to at least be like a star projectile player. I don't think he's there yet, but I think over time during the season, I think he can develop into like a star player and become like very crucial come the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I also like when I talk about the playstyle as well, that I think that it is a bit of a work in progress to get them become more aggressive. Yeah, I think you can look at some of these players and they'll have their, you know, passive tendencies or whatever, and it will take time for them to adjust to a more aggressive playstyle. But I think come playoffs, I have such incredible confidence that they will perform so well and be like a championship contender.
Yeah.
Because I think over time they will figure out how to be aggressive. They have so much caliber on their roster, etc. So I think this is a really good team.
Well, let's also look at the playoffs for 2019 because they did incredibly well. They finished in third place and they actually fulfilled their potential from the regular season. They were always a top three team. They were always the third best team behind Vancouver and behind San Francisco. And they finished the season in third place, having done very well and adapted to the playoffs.
And those were incredible series. Like, they were. That was really close.
Yeah, against Vancouver. You know, they didn't get an opportunity to face the Shock.
But they would have played better against the Shock than Vancouver in the finals.
Maybe.
The thing that I like about the Who Are You pick up the most is that, as you said, they don't need to rely on him. He's a massive wild card. He's like the DPS Fisher in a style that he is a destructive force within the team if he sort of like gets his claws in. But I think the fact that they have Sabiolbi, they have Libero, they have Nene. They can bench him and they can get rid of him anytime. But if a Genji or a Doomfist meta comes up, Who Are You I would put in the top five of there easily. Yeah. And like he could easily think. I think if a NYXL roster was ever to win, other than season one, because we all thought they were going to win that. Other than season one, I would say this is their best year to win and take down Shock.
Yeah, I think Who Are You is a bit of a like a Huxell Jr. almost.
Yeah.
He's better than Flower and a little bit worse than Huxell. Like it's
Yeah, I think it's
very incredible, like an interesting player.
Take a look at this as well. Inactive at the moment is Mandu, who is a former player for O2 Blast, and he's currently playing for NYXL. And this is a player that they picked up who is underage at the moment. I know you guys can't read it on the screen. We kind of messed that up in terms of the grab. But his birthday is the 3rd of June 2002. So he's 17 at the moment, and he will turn 18 June 3rd. And I think that is a strange pickup for the NYXL.
Well, I sort of like what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's like sometimes they pick up like a couple of players and they develop them within the system.
Yeah.
Like season one, it was Anemo who got added to the roster, and then Ark was the main support player, and then they swapped over to Anemo. So I like how they're picking up players to like fit them in with the New York system and like over time develop them. So maybe has potential.
Talking about the New York system as well, IMT has been promoted to head coach. As far as I'm aware, this was the person that was in the head coach position for the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Because Pavan stepped down. He didn't feel like he had a good enough grasp of like the Sigma Orisa kind of setup and allowed his team to succeed with somebody else taking the reins. I think that this is a great move. I mean, from the small amount that we've seen of the guy, it looked like a different playstyle in this playoffs from MLXL. They were aggressive. They were decisive. They were like taking space. They had weird niche strategies with the Bastion and stuff. They actually liked to play the meta rather than playing their own slow style, which is what they did with GOATS. They didn't play the meta of like this aggressive stuff. They played their own counterpunching slow style.
The thing that I liked about MYXL is MYXL used to have this one style that they played and they were going to play it perfectly. And it was either better or worse than yours. And if they couldn't, then they couldn't adapt. But the thing we saw in the playoffs is they had a couple of counter strats here and there. They had a couple of things that they just sort of threw a curveball at you, which I think is what makes MYXL strong this year, is if they're willing to be adaptable and come out with these niche strats and just sort of throw people off, it makes it really hard to prepare for them. Because that was always the easiest thing about MYXL is you knew what you were getting into when you went to go into a game against MYXL.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to play passive. They're going to try and bait us in. Just, we need to play like this. We need to play like this. And that's why you saw a lot of, I would say, mediocre teams put them on the ropes, because they didn't have the ability to adapt, and if a team sort of figured them out, it was a hard game.
Yeah.
To wrap up, it also feels like the pressure is off from the New York Excelsior. I feel like last season they came into the season with a lot of pressure on their shoulders. They're like, how are they going to adjust to GOATS? You know, are they still the number one team? And like Jonek was MVP or whatever. And you know, they underperformed in the regular season, and then come playoffs, they performed really well. You know, they got rid of this reputation as sort of like a team that chokes in the playoffs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like going into this season, like all the pressure is off, and now they can just play their own game and have fun with their own style. And I don't really think anyone is looking down on them or even expecting them to win. Like, there's no one who goes like, oh, they should be like the number one team. And last season, we all predicted them to win the finals. So I feel like there's not a lot of pressure on. Yeah. Like, if you look at the talent article where we predicted like who would win 2019, everyone picked New York Excelsior. Because it was the safest pick. I think maybe you picked London or something. But
I'll take that one back. No, I picked NYXL.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's not a lot of pressure. Pick. Yeah,
yeah, because there's not so much that can knock them off. A lot of other teams have big ranges, right? Like, they could do really well, but they might suck. You always know New York are going to be good.
They're going to be a top five team, regardless of anything.
So, are they going to be better or worse than they were last year?
Well, last season they had 22 wins and 6 losses.
That's the problem is they do so well in the regular season that it seems hard to ever say that they should do better. But
they're in the Atlantic Division, which is an important thing to. I think they got a lot of. They will have less matches against San Francisco and Vancouver coming into this.
They were the Atlantic champions last year.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
Is Atlanta? Atlanta's in the Atlantic Division.
See, I'm gonna say under though. Because even though I genuinely don't believe that this roster is worse. I think it's pretty comparable. I think it's just a shift in style. I think the level of competition has actually gone up this year. There's a lot of other teams at the middle of the pack that have spent money to get good. And there are now more teams that could potentially steal wins off them. So it's not like I don't think they're going to be good. I think they might even still be the Atlantic champion. I just don't think it's going to be a year of dominance for them, the Shock and Titans. I don't think there's going to be a big three anymore.
I'm going to say over. I think they'll get more than 22 wins. I think in the Atlantic division, there's going to be a lot of teams that take wins of each other and sort of becomes like middle of the pack teams. I think New York Excelsior will be like the shining star and just dominate everyone else.
My only argument would be Atlanta and Philly. They could easily be better than NYXL because they have such high highs, they could easily take some wins off of NYXL in this thing. So am I allowed to go even, or do I have to go?
To pick because we've got opposites. So whatever you say is arrow.
I mean, he could say even, but it's like taking zero on roulette.
Yeah, I always pick zero. I always pick zero on roulette. I don't know what you mean. I'm gonna go over.
Okay.
I think this team's going to be incredibly strong.
So where are we putting them on the board as well? Because I wouldn't have them above the San Francisco Shock. So I think you've got to have Shock at number one. Moment.
Yeah.
So are you going for number two, NYXL?
I would say I think they're going to have a better record than Vancouver.
Yeah.
I don't think Vancouver's a contender. I think I'm trying to say, are they going to be better than
Atlanta,
Philly?
Yeah.
I would put them at two.
I'm happy to put them at two.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put them at two. Wow. I would have put them at three, but I'll put them at two.
Yeah, we'll put them at two for now, and we can always change as we fill in the board a little bit more as well.
Get baited, viewers. Yeah. You'll have to come back and see
if they remain. You'll have to just watch the final episode. But I think they've set themselves up for success here.
Yeah.
There's the potential for it to slip a little, but generally speaking, we're feeling very good about New York.
I think it comes back to when we talk about Philly and Atlanta, it comes back to the ranges, and I think New York Excelsior have a lower range, like they have a higher floor. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why I think they're going to hit over.
All right, well, catch us in the next episode where we are going to be discussing the Paris Eternal, which, oh my God, that one's a doozy.
Oh boy. See you later.